Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Here's the New Yorker's Josh Rothman.
Wait, I'm trying to remember which apartment he's in. Nope, sorry, I took us to the wrong floor.
Josh is a writer and the archives editor for NewYorker.com, and his interests are wide-ranging to say the least, from philosophy to technology to pop culture. His interest in the music made by Joe Williams seems to involve all those things at once.
Hey.
Hey, Joe, how's it going? Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Joe's a musician, and he makes music under the name Motion Graphics. Motion graphics is an old term from the early days of computer animation. I came out with an album with that title last year. It's music that, I guess for lack of a better way of putting it, it sounds like the internet. And, you know, that's kind of vague sounding, but there's actually a lot of music that sounds like technology. That's part of the history of pop music. So there's, you know, the Beach Boys made a lot of songs that sounded like cars and car culture. Kraftwerk made a lot of music that sounded like computers and calculators. You know, pop music reflects the technologies that we're all using. And I just felt that motion graphics really captured something about what the internet feels like. In this song, it's sort of like a ringtone is interrupting the music. But then it's also like the ringtone is the music. And, you know, a lot of Joe's songs, they sort of embody the distracted feeling of digital life.
I definitely have a short attention span. I definitely, like, grew up, like, ADHD on Ritalin. Grew up in front of a TV. It's not that different from that. Like, you know, the commercial break.
Right.
Pop-ups and advertising, Twitter, and aggregated news, and it's just normal. Yeah. I didn't set out to make a record about the internet.
But you did.
But it's just kind of like, yeah, it's just, exactly.
If you walk into his studio apartment and you look at his setup, what you'll see is a piano keyboard, a synthesizer keyboard, hooked up to his laptop through something called MIDI. It stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. And it basically means that he can associate any sound he wants with the keys on the keyboard. So he's invented a lot of new instruments this way. One of them, as he plays the keyboard, the sound that emerges is different syllables drawn from audiobooks. Another one is, he calls it a scrolling instrument. Basically, as he plays, it plays each note using a randomly selected instrument. The same way that as you scroll through your Twitter feed, you just see tweets from random people.
Nowadays, like music made for television and film is done with computers through kind of like this really meticulous sampling. So once it's in the software, you can kind of do things with it that you wouldn't be able to do in real life, like even if you were a saxophone player. Like, so if you...
So what instrument is that?
That's an alto sax. Mm-hmm. If I hit the piano note harder, it'll play louder. And also, like, if I use the expression. It's pretty good.
One thought I had on the way in this morning is I was thinking, like, everyone has a computer and a sequencer and a keyboard and a certain set of tools. And actually, it is kind of like these are like the folk instruments of of the present. Like,
right?
It's like there was a time when, like, if you were musically interested in music and you were a teenager, you'd get a guitar. And obviously people still do get guitars. But now there's also this other thing, this tool that actually, like, everyone has that has amazing musical possibilities in it that you can teach yourself how to do this from YouTube, basically, right?
Yeah. It makes total sense to think of the MIDI controller as like a folk instrument. I think that's like totally true.
You know, if you listen to electronic music from 10 years ago, it sounds really almost science fictional and futuristic. And that's not what's happening with motion graphics. It reflects the fact that we're just surrounded by technology and that the internet is just pervasive and everywhere, and that it's hard to tell the difference sometimes between interacting with a person, with something human, or with something digital. Joe's just doing what musicians have been doing for a long time, which is make music that reflects the world as he experiences it.
The New Yorker's Josh Rothman. He spoke with Joe Williams, who records under the name Motion Graphics.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.